April is here, and as Earth Day festivities around the country center on planting trees, picking up trash, and exploring nature, one Carbondale man is taking a unique approach to improving our ecosystem. He's a familiar voice to WSIU listeners, ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz, next on this edition of WSIU in Focus. Mike's passion is the natural world, and he also likes to write songs like this one that you're hearing right now.
Walking barefoot in the sand, there's plastic in the ocean, trash spread on the beach.
He wrote it recently for Earth Day, and the title of his song is Life's a Beach, So Keep It Clean.
So keep it clean if you love them, do your part. Got some trash, make us to show the world you've got a heart.
And Mike says one reason he wrote this song is to help the younger generation get involved in nature.
When you spend time around kids who are so excited and so hopeful in many ways, you know, it sort of is inspirational and motivating to me.
And fittingly, he says it was his own daughter, Sophia, who inspired him to write the song.
Well, you know, he always tells me and tells everyone that I was his original nature buddy because I was always going along with him on birding trips. We'd be at the beach going, picking up shells, looking for dolphins. I'd go fishing with him. And I'd say that's probably why it just kept going. You know, the older we get, the more I learn, the more I can do. And I, you know, he just continues to kind of work hard and inspire me in that sense, too, in order to make that change. Because his big thing is always, you know, one person can make a difference. And it's true. You start to do something, and someone else starts watching, and it creates a domino effect, even if you don't really see that at first.
Sing it with me now. Life's a beach, so keep it clean. If you love them, do your part. Got some trash, make us to show the world you've got a heart.
And the young people singing in the background, fourth graders at Unity Point School in Carbondale, but not just any students. When Mike was thinking of getting the kids involved with his song, he wanted to make sure that the kids and their teacher were just as passionate about nature as he is. So he got in touch with fourth grade teacher Melanie Spears. In addition to teaching regular classes, Spears is also involved in a special after-school program with the Earth as the number one lesson for the kids.
And I'm the sponsor of the Environmental Club.
How long has the Environmental Club been here at Unity Point?
This is the 10th year of the Environmental Club here.
Okay. So this club is... Can I say it's an elective? These students that are here aren't here because they have to. They're here because they want to?
Exactly. These students are giving up their time after school because they've chosen to be a part of the club.
Okay. For you personally, why do you think it's important for everybody to be involved and have an interest in nature? And why do you think it's important, especially for these young people, to be concerned about our environment?
We have one planet, and there's no getting it back. So I see these students as our future. I'm trying to just guide them. I always tell them that they're really in charge of the club, that I am just here to make sure that everything is running smoothly, but they have great ideas of things that they want to do to help the environment, and I'm leaving in a way the future in their hands.
And from some of Ms. Spears' students, the future looks pretty bright for our natural world.
My name is Miriam.
You're in the Environmental Club. What are some of your favorite nature moments?
Actually, a few days ago, I went hiking with my cousins, and I really like the scenery while hiking. It's really beautiful, and I like going off the trail and climbing rocks and stuff.
My name's Avery. I'm in fourth grade.
And what is this club here?
The Environmental Club.
Why did you want to become a part of this club?
I want to help save the environment because it's very polluted and there's trash everywhere. So that we're trying to make a difference.
Think back what you've seen that's cool.
I think an armadillo, probably.
Those are weird, aren't they?
Yeah. We saw one going up a hill, but yeah, I think that was really cool.
You know, a lot of times kids, they can feel like they don't have much say in, you know, the future. But the reality is kids are the future. And, you know, they're going to have to live in the world that we leave behind. So what's exciting to me, what it just makes me smile, what gives me goosebumps, honestly, is to see kids who are as excited about the environment and nature as these kids are.
And when you care, you will see a beach cleanup's just the start.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.